Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Chris, Lauren, Steve, and Sharpie.
Hello.
Hello.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy. Hello, and hi.
It's time for some spring. I'm getting tired of the winter.
Oh, me too.
You're so funny.
Especially you, because you're up in New Jersey.
Oh, she stepped outside today. She was like fluttering like a butterfly.
Oh my God, I was so excited. Lisa was like, oh my God, stop talking.
we have like birds chirping. We have flowers surfacing through what was frozen earth. Spring is upon us, my friends.
See,
it's a joyous time of year.
For me, where I am, the sign of spring, we have like this huge like ravine next to us and there's bullfrogs out there.
Spring
so when
peepers.
I woke up this morning was the first day I heard the bullfrogs. And I was like, oh, it's spring. The bullfrogs are here. And then I went outside. I was on the phone with Lisa and I was like, oh my God, it's I could not get over it. I was like driving with the windows down. I was like a dog hanging their head out the window. Like
when you say ravine and New Jersey, I don't automatically think of frogs in the ravine.
Yeah, we have bullfrogs.
I think more of like, you know, bodies.
Well,
toxic
waste. That's actually not that far from here either. Yeah, there is that.
Throw them in the ravine.
But the one thing I love, and I'm only in Atlanta, but I'd love to go down and get out of winter and go down to Flower and Garden.
Well, usually you get an opportunity to get out for a month.
Yeah.
Of January.
Usually I get to skip part of the winter, but this year I did not. So, and then I love to go, if you can get down to Florida and start spring early, it is beautiful. And Chris, you just went.
I did. I just went down and I basically went down Friday morning and I came back Saturday night specifically for food or Flower and Garden. See, I'm saying food and wine because there's food booths there. But I went down for Flower and Garden and it was fantastic. This year, it's actually going to be longer than it usually is. It started on March 3rd and it's going to May 30th. Usually it ends in the middle of May, which is really nice that they're extending this. And it was beautiful. I don't think I'd seen the flowers look this good. So it was fantastic.
So excited. Lisa, we're going to get to see it.
Yes, that'll be good.
But you've got, you know, if for people who haven't gone before, it's basically a huge flower and garden festival in Epcot. And I always tell clients, don't hesitate to go just because you have little kids. Because one of the awesome things they do, in addition to having topiaries and all kinds of shapes, you know, you've got Lightning McQueen, you've got Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, as well as, you know, Mickey and Minnie and Goofy, and then the more grown up topiaries. But in addition to that, they've got these great playgrounds that they set up that are temporary playgrounds that the kids can go into. They can play. There's actually little shaded areas for the grownups to sit. And because it's very, you know, the entryway is very small, kids can't run out and disappear. So you can kind of relax in the shade, watch your kids play and enjoy themselves. It's a nice low tech kind of time. And it's also nice because they're not waiting in line. So they get to kind of stretch their legs. So that was fantastic. They have food booths this year. I think there are 13, including a couple of new ones. And they're pretty good. They're sort of almost like, they're not exactly what you would see during Food and Wine, but they're similar. You know, they have the one in Mexico. They've got the one in China. And of course, Italy. And it was very nice. We tried a number of things. And, you know, everything we had was really good, including the shrimp tacos, which are probably the best. But they also have some new topiaries this year. They've got some big giant butterflies and, it's just awesome. It's a really wonderful thing to do. And like Steve said, even in Georgia, we're having kind of dreary, well, today it was beautiful, but up until then we'd been having kind of dreary weather. So it was wonderful to go down and 70 degrees and perfect weather.
Yeah. So what was your favorite topiary?
The butterflies, those are new and I hadn't seen those before and they were just gorgeous.
Now, when you walk into Epcot, they usually take that big area and do like a big topiary, flower display. Is that where the butterflies
are? It's Goofy and Mickey and all those guys again. And then you walk and you don't see a lot until you get to the bridge going to World Showcase. And that's when you start to see everything, you know, the big plants floating in the water. You've got the huge, you can see the pictures on the Mouse Chat Facebook page. You've got the huge, you know, just flower beds with all the different, you know, you've got a Mickey head and all the different things. And then you start getting into the food booths and, it's just gorgeous. Oh, and one other thing is, they don't have it daily like they do during Food and Wine, but they do have bands come in and play. And so, and they're sort of like, you know, they're not great. You know, of course,
what do you mean they're not great?
Well, if you're a Night Ranger fan, hey, they've got the Georgia Satellites this year. Woohoo! Remember them?
No,
of course you don't. and they've got the Village People.
Oh, I remember the Village People. I'm sure they've
I know, like on their fifth version of them. It's all the same guys, isn't it? Don't tell me they're different because that would disappoint me. They're going to be down there March 25th. So, and Lauren and Lisa, y'all are there. Oh my gosh, you guys are there when Night Ranger is there.
Sister Christian.
Now the time has
come. Oh, I hate that song.
I hated that song too. I never knew what it was about, but I think I do now.
I don't want to know.
It's good.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
So the Topiaries, when this first started, I mean, the Topiaries were used to take like a backstage tour at Hollywood Studios, and you could see the Topiaries, some of them back there, and you would be like, okay, I think that's the shape of Mickey and I think that's the shape of Goofy, but they're no longer just green bushes that are trimmed up. Yeah. I mean, these are like Rose Bowl parade Topiaries that are,
they're fantastic.
Yeah. They're done up.
They've got different colors. Some of them have flowers in them. The one that everyone complains about is in front of Italy. Every single year they have Lady and the Tramp. And I was walking past it with Mandy. And Mandy, because Mandy's our Twitter person and we hang out with Mandy in the parks. She's awesome. And Mandy said, oh, great. Lady and the Tramp again this year.
Why? Why like, do they don't like it? But they look cute. She has the big puffy hair done with some. Yeah.
Well, and they have Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. No one complains about that one. It's the same one every year. So, and they have Lightning McQueen. But they're, you know, like I said, there were a couple new ones.
Yeah. Well, they add to them. I mean, it's not like they're going to redo all new Topiaries every year. But yes.
Yeah.
I like how the color. That? I like how the coloring, everything on these Topiaries. Is organic. And yes. So it's some sort of plant or something that grew somewhere or is still growing.
Yeah, there's different moss and different colorings from different plants, like on the
Rose Bowl. It's spray painted or something, but it's not.
Yeah, when we did the Backstage Magic tour, we got to tour the Horticultural Services facility and got to see a lot of the Topiaries in development for the following Flower and Garden Festival, and it was really cool to see the metal framework that was that was under them and how they make that and how they source the designs for the metal framework, actually, especially for the new Pixar characters. It's the actual framework from the CGI, so it's an exact replica of the wireframe used for Buzz and for Woody. So
that's cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I get inspired because this is what happens. I go down, it's freezing cold. I get down there and I get to see like hydroponic lettuce and I'm like, oh, I could do that. And then I see like a little Caribbean setup where they have like a little hammock and they've got all the tropical plants. And I'm like, oh, I could do something like this. And they've got really cool planters. And you get all these ideas and it looks so amazing and all the flowers.
And then you go home and don't do any of it.
I know. And then you go home and you're like, oh, I don't know if I really, it's then you might go to Home Depot, buy a few little things and you get outside and you're like, man, I'm hot.
So I do that too. Like I was walking around and I was like to Manny, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to Home Depot as soon as I get home. That did not happen.
I take pictures of all the different planters and how they've got them set up and all the, I'm like, I could, you know, this is like a 10 by 10 space. I could do this in my backyard and it would be awesome. And it's, you know, some of it's pretty simply done. And I take pictures of all the plant names and I'm going to go find them at the nursery. And then you start to dig the hole when you get home and you're like, whoo, it is hot out here.
Forget this.
I bail out.
Well, but it's definitely a nice, you know, it's a great reason to go to Epcot. Even with Soarin' closed. Don't skip Epcot right now because you'll have fun and your kids will have fun in those playgrounds.
The other thing that I started to do last year when I came back, when we came back from a Disney cruise, but it's also at Flower and Garden, is the Butterfly Garden. So we went to a Butterfly Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so that's looks like that's a lot of fun. And then you could plant a lot of those plants where you live So that's on my to-do list this year when spring comes over here. But how is the butterfly garden set up this year?
I don't know. I was on the phone with Lauren. She was nagging me.
So you were like walking through it, getting nagged at the whole time?
What's that?
Hey.
So, it was lovely. It's always very pretty. I think the plants weren't quite.
It was more beautiful because you were on the phone with me, admit.
It actually was. I think I said that. Yes. It was wonderful. She probably wasn't nagging. We were probably just catching up. We hadn't talked in like a day or something.
Three hours at least.
I know. That's unusual for us. You don't understand the level of codependence in this friendship requires multiple phone calls. Even if like, it's 9:30. Hey, where are you?
Are you breathing? Are you okay?
Did you get in a car accident?
I haven't heard from you in 10 minutes.
I haven't heard from you since 10 o'clock last night when I texted you. I haven't heard from you. Where are you?
People might think we're kidding. We're actually not kidding. So anyway. Yeah, it was wonderful, Steve.
All right. But there is a butterfly garden. It's like, it's kind of like in a tent.
Yes.
And they have,
it's kind of a tent.
Is Bambi in there this year? The Bambi topiary?
Yes, actually.
And you walk through and you go from one side to the other and they've got a bunch of different butterflies that have just come out of chrysalis?
Chrysalis. Something like that. Chrysalis. I have no idea.
One of those things. And they have all the little caterpillars. I don't know. It's nice. And you could actually replicate that at home. The other thing they have over at Wonders of Life, if you remember that pavilion, which is basically used for these events now, they have different demonstrations, I think, going on in there. So there's, check the schedule when you get there. There's usually maybe a Home and Garden TV type of presentation or some of the people from there.
Oh, Chris, is the Chew stand there?
No, I didn't see it. Let me put it that way. We did go into that Wonders of Life Pavilion and check out, or the former Wonders of Life Pavilion, and check out the shows and stuff. And they have a ton of merchandise.
Yeah, there's always a ton of kind of cool, specific flower and garden merchandise that you can buy there if you must have it, or if you're lucky enough to get back to Disney and go to one of the discount Disney stores later at one of the outlet malls. Because it's flower and garden specific, some of it shows up there, obviously, for a lot less, but then you have to make the trip. Yeah, I've been in there when they were doing like a potting plant demonstration and different things. And I don't know
must
if there's
have been fascinating.
It was. And they were actually, and I guess, I don't know, it might have been a charge for that, because I'm assuming they get to take the thing home. But there's been different demonstrations going on in there.
They had a couple things going on when we were in there. Mandy and I actually just found a table and we sat down and
relaxed in the air conditioning.
Yeah. I mean, we were doing that like the whole time. We had like the most laid back 32 hours on Disney property. So
now you got into the food booths. There's a couple new, it's not like if you're used to Food and Wine, it's not that level of food booths, right?
No, it's not. It's about a third as many. And a lot of it, like the Italy pavilion or the Italy kiosk, is actually just a complete repeat for the most part. And the American of Food and Wine, and the American one is pretty close, but they actually had a pulled pork slider, which was pretty good. So, and everybody's favorite watermelon salad, they had that at the Florida one. You know, tacos at the Italy or the Mexican one.
It's good. What was the best thing you tried?
The best thing, probably the taco. Every time I go to Mexico during Food and Wine or Flower and Garden, I get one of their tacos. They're always excellent. So this is good.
Now, do they have the food booths over in Future World, or are they all in World Showcase?
They're all pretty much, for the most part, in World Showcase.
Okay. Yeah, the other thing I've noticed, it's interesting that they're extending it this year, because sometimes the flowers kind of look good after it's been going on for a couple of weeks and everything's grown in and everything's had a chance to bloom. And but then normally at the end of the event, some of the flowers can look a little scraggly when it's really getting hot. So I'm wondering if when they extend it longer, if it's going to.
I'm sure by the time Lisa and I go at the end of May, it's going to be not as bright and vibrant as it is now.
What's that?
And we'll still enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've done the last week before and, you know, when it used to be like Mother's Day weekend, and it's not bad. I mean, you know, you're right. Steve's right. It's a little scraggly, but you really don't notice it, especially if you don't have it to compare like the month before or 2 months before. But it looked great the past weekend. It looked beautiful.
Now, what about everybody's favorite? Did they have it back? Do you want me to give you a hint?
Yes, please.
The bog, cranberry bog.
No, that wasn't there. I really
that was for food.
Too.
That's for food and wine.
Oh, is it food and wine? Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. No, because I did the same thing you did. I thought this is supposed to be here. And then, of course, I remembered it was food and wine, like after I passed nothing there. So,
all right. So I'll have to see if it comes back.
Don't worry. We'll get you in that cranberry bog someday.
Well, we're very upset. We were invited. Mousechat was invited to go into the cranberry bog. And
yeah,
then,
but you were going to try to get us to scuba dive in.
I was going to do something funny.
Something.
I was going to bring like scuba diver. I was going to bring remote control boats. I was trying to think of anything different instead of the.
I'm pretty sure that's why we got uninvited. we literally did get uninvited.
Yes.
So we were invited. But I think the problem was that people were kind of doing stupid stuff initially. So when our date came around, they were like, yeah, no one's invited anymore.
Because I didn't want to have the same story. What are these? These are cranberries. Why? They're floating in water. You're like, okay.
Well, but keep in mind, you did do your pizza taco thing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think that
Taco
was
Town for food and wine.
The Taco Town video never caught on the way it should have.
Should have been much better. Yeah, you can go look up Epcot Taco Town on YouTube. That's three full minutes of unbelievable excitement there. That
sounds like it was really the taco of the town, Steve.
We have not had a pun in a while.
I have not.
You need to see it.
Well, there's a Saturday Night Live skit called Taco Town where the basis of the skit on Saturday Night Live from way back when is they order a taco, but then it's always grander and better. So then they take the taco and they wrap it like in an enchilada, and then they take that and they deep fry it. And then it's always like better and better and better and more and more and more. And then at the end, they wrap it in a Chicago deep dish pizza. It's like, and they're like, can I eat it now? No, but wait. So we did it with food and wine, and we went to all the food and wine booths, and we went to like 10 food and wine booths, and we bought the food.
$80 later.
Yeah.
We didn't spend that much.
And then we filmed like eating the kimchi taco. No, wait, you have to wrap it in a what was it? It was like a French crepe or something. And then we put it inside of that. And then we added a vegan sausage and some hummus. And then at the end we added a pizza, and then we wrapped it all up, and then we ate it.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll link to it on the Mouse Chat page in a couple of days because it was cute.
It was a classic. Yes.
Yes. Well, we liked it. It was almost as good as when we had you eat the budget Thanksgiving with the turkey leg and the thing
and the can of
it was awesome too.
Of cranberries.
That was like the height of our creativity. It's been downhill since then.
Yes. Anyway, Flower and Garden, it's awesome. If you can go down, I would love to go, especially when it gets really cold. Although the weather is here, like Chris was saying, is starting to warm up. So I don't have the dying need to get down there right now. But if it gets cold again.
Can I add something that is entirely not food and wine related, but related to my trip? And I did mention it to y'all when I came back. So we had gone to Skipper Canteen when it opened. It had been open for like, a week or so when I went, and I got to go again, and it was so good. So the one thing I didn't like on the menu was the pork dish, and I'm still not a huge fan of it, but they told us they changed it because they did get guest complaints about it. So they went from a cutlet, which dried out, to a pork belly, which was very juicy. And Mandy took a bullet and actually ordered that. And everything we ate there was fantastic. Lauren mentioned the falafel was good. We had that, and that was good. So if you're looking for a place to eat in the Magic Kingdom, especially for, just spur of the moment, check it out because it was fantastic.
That's good. That's good to know.
Yes.
Skipper Canteen.
Probably one of my happiest, best meals I've had in a Disney park.
Yeah, Lauren's been there. Chris has been there twice. So give it a try. And it's usually available for walk-up.
Yeah. Right. I think my friend Jenny made the reservation like when she got into the park, and she had it for like 1:30. So, and it wasn't full in there. I have to say, we had the back room all to ourselves.
Yeah. Every review that I've read has had that place almost empty, full at peak meal periods, but not no major crowds waiting to get in.
I have to say, one of the things that concerned me And I think one of the things that's keeping people out is the menu is a little different. And it concerned me that people wouldn't go. If you're a little picky, go in there and get the steak. The steak is like a fajita seasoned.
Or with this, get apps.
Well, yeah, but the steak is fantastic. And it's got this avocado salsa on it, which was really good.
What kind of apps did you have, Lauren?
The falafel.
Oh, that's an app. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I had the arepas, which were like little fat. Yeah. It's Mexican food.
I want to try that.
You would love it. Everything there is good. Just open, you have to, maybe be a little choosy, but the steak was excellent.
I'm telling you, my theory was correct. If they added beer and wine to that place, it would be booked solid.
Oh, I agree. And the other thing is too, they have really the nicest servers there. They're just funny and outgoing, and the setting is really pretty. Both times we sat in that back room with the little Tiffany lamps that are shaped like parrots, and it was just cute.
Well, and the Lauren, the beer and wine was a rumor that might actually come true, right?
That's what we've heard, but who knows? We'll see. But I'm telling you, if they had one more place in there, it would actually alleviate some of the pressure on Be Our Guest. And I think you would see a lot more people booked there, because I do think a lot of people book Be Our Guest now, because Be Our Guest is not new anymore. There's no reason for it to be booked all the time.
Oh, but you know what? You know why people book it? Because they think there's characters. I can't tell you how many people who said there were no characters. Nobody told me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you would think this one.
Yeah, you kind of would.
You would. Yeah. You would assume there would be.
They really should have Belle and Beast. You know, I know you can't have Beast walking around. He's too big, but have Beast up front and have Belle, working the floor.
Working the floor.
Nice. Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Wow. But I do think that if they would put beer and wine in, I know it would be my go-to place.
Belle, come over here.
Come here. Work the floor, baby.
Bring me another beer. So each week we're giving away some Mouse Chat swag. So just leave a comment over at mousechat.net on the show notes all the way at the bottom. And then if we pick you, we will mail you some Mouse Chat goodies. So Chris Wood, who is it this week?
So we're talking about the potential for new routes on Disney Cruise Line's two new ships that are coming in 2021 and 2023. And Angela writes, now they can have a dedicated Pacific route, Hawaii, Alaska, Vancouver, Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and San Diego. I guess Mexico will have to be in there for port regulations. Maybe the Wonder, since it's smaller, a girl can dream. I have to admit, that actually sounds awesome. Think of the food.
That'd be nice.
It would be nice.
And the cost to traverse the Panama Canal is very high. So it wouldn't surprise me if they permanently positioned a ship on the West Coast.
Do they have a lot of cruise ships that go out of Seattle? I think of Vancouver. I don't
specifically
really
for Alaska. Yes. So it's a very seasonal route.
Okay.
Yeah. But they could do out of Seattle and then go down to San Diego and cruise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait till those ships. We got 6 years or something. We'll figure out how they're going to move.
We'll
all
be in walkers by then.
It could be, well, you'll have your, what's the age for the AARP card?
I honestly don't know.
I'll find out for you, Chris.
Thank you, Steve. hey, you're getting pretty gray there.
I know. What's left?
Damn, you said it before I did.
All right, so that's going to wrap up today's show. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, you can go over to our mousechat.net page and you can add a comment there or ask your question. You can go to iTunes or go back to that mousechat.net page if you like to download our shows and listen to those later. Thank you so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.